You know, if you're a poker player and you get dealt 2-7 offsuit over and over and over again, what are you going to do? You're not going to win. You're going to go out. Episode 247 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how to bounce back after a bad race. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip episode, just a reminder if you haven't done so already to head over to the homepage at dizruns.com and enter to win a free training plan, 16 to 18 weeks, something like that, for the race of your choice. I give one away each and every month, and all you gotta do is enter once and you're automatically re-entered. You just head over, like I said, right there on the homepage. And even easier, if you're on the go, if you got your phone with you, you listen to this on your phone, tap the album art in just about any podcast listener, whether it's the iPhone app or Stitcher or, you know, Overcast or any of the different options that are available. Tap the album cover. It'll bring up the information for the show. Scroll down a little bit and you will see a link right there in your phone. You can click on that says something to the effect of enter to win a free training program. And you click that link and your email address, bada boom, bada bam. You never even have to go to the website. You can do it all from your phone right there, real quick and easy. But all you gotta do, sign up to enter, and you never know. You might be getting some free coaching from me in the not-too-distant future. So that's the sponsor. I guess I'm the sponsor for today's episode. So with that, let's dive into some tips and tricks of ways that you can kind of bounce back after a bad race. And let's be honest for a second. Bad races happen to all of us. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, elite level running in the, you know, the best events in the world, running for world records or Olympic medals or, you know, big time prize money, or if you're somebody like myself and probably most of you listening that, you know, you're running against yourself, you're running against that PR, you're trying for that PR or maybe that big Boston qualifier time or New York Marathon qualifying time. You know, and that's how you want to be successful. And there's sometimes that you come up just short and it's kind of a bummer, but maybe you still, you know, still a good time for you. And there's just sometimes where things just do not go even remotely according to plan. I don't know if labeling a bad race as a legitimate disaster is really accurate, but you know, in the context of our running, it could be a disaster of a run. So what do you do to bounce back? Because that can be frustrating, you know, after you've been 16, 18 weeks, 20 weeks training for a race, and then the results are just a polar opposite of what you're expecting. Like, it's frustrating. It's upsetting. It could be enough to make you think, like, you know what, the hell with running? Like, I'm done with it. I don't think that I've ever gotten to that point. But I can see how that would be the case, how you could just say, you know what, this is not for me. I put in all this work, and I'm not seeing the results. So how do you get over a bad race? I think that the first thing, and we've got four tips today, the first thing that I think is really important is to give it a little bit of time. You know, right after the race, it's easy to really overanalyze your performance that day. It's easy to overanalyze, you know, did I stop and walk too often? Did I stop to go to the bathroom? Did you know, all of the little things, did I not cut this corner? Did I not run the tangents? All of the little things that maybe could have added up to a bad race, or, you know, was I not paying attention? Did I trip? You know, just all, you know, just analyzing the race. And right after, it's terrible. It's a terrible thing to do. I've talked before several times on the blog and on the different episodes of the podcast at some point where last summer I, ran a 7-minute PR in the half marathon. And immediately after the race, I was upset because I missed my A goal for the race by 6 seconds. I was 6 seconds slower than I wanted to be, which would have still, you know, even though that was still more than a 7-minute PR. As I've gone past that, like, I'm still frustrated that I didn't get those 6 seconds, but I'm no longer upset. And I don't know that I would have called that a bad race at the time. Like, it was still good. I was still very happy with my results, but I was much more critical of, like, man, I stopped at this one point to pour water over my head to try to help cool myself down just a little bit. And because I was listening to music, I didn't want to just splash the water and get my MP3 player wet and ruin it. So, like, I stopped and kind of bent over and poured water over my head and easily would have made up those 6 seconds, probably 10 to 12 seconds had I not done that. So, I mean, it's just things like that I was just beating myself up over, and like, you know, my wife was excited for me and I was just like, yeah, well, you know, I didn't hit my goal. And now, now I can more tongue in cheek say that, well, I didn't quite get what I wanted, but man, I got a 7-minute PR. Like, that was awesome. So giving yourself some space, letting the wound heal a little bit of a bad race. You know, and that was, again, that my example, that was with a good race. So I can't imagine what I would have been like if I would have really had a rough race that day. But just, you give it some time, you know, time heals all wounds. So you give it a little bit of time before you really start to reflect on it. And you'll be much less critical. It'll be much easier to kind of move on. And that, gets us to the second thing I want to talk about, and that's learning from the experience. So there's some things that happen in a race that, again, when you're too close, when you're not far enough removed from it yet, it's tough to learn the lessons. But after the fact, you can look back and really try to analyze what happened. What did you do right? What could you have maybe improved upon? The last thing you want to do is just, you know, disregard everything because the race went terrible, because odds are you did a few things right at least. Maybe you tried a new run walk strategy, or maybe you tried a new fueling strategy and you felt like you didn't really bonk. And that wasn't the reason that your race went bad, or maybe you've had hydration issues before and this time you really felt good, no cramping. So what did you do right in this race? You know, after you give it a little bit of time to set, now look back on it and go, all right, what did I do that was good? And that way you can kind of, you know, wash some of that bad taste out of your mouth, because, hey, it wasn't all bad. You know, there were some good aspects of this race. And it can even be as simple as things like, you know, you wore the right clothes, so you didn't chafe as bad, or your shoes didn't come. I mean, just find every little thing that went right in that race to just kind of prop yourself up and go, all right, it wasn't a total disaster. I had, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 things, whatever that went well. Then look back without being as critical and go, where could I have improved? Where did I do something that I didn't have to do that cost me some time? You know, maybe it's you know, like for me, maybe it was, I mean, the biggest one was clearly that I stopped to pour water over my head. Everything else I did just about according to plan. That was the only thing that I wasn't really planning on. And I didn't think it was going to cost me like it did, you know, just those couple of seconds, and that was all the difference. But all right, so next time run the race, like maybe pull the headphones out of my ears and just pour the water over my head while I'm still running. But just find those things, find those areas. If, you know, something didn't set right in your stomach, try to figure out what it was. You know, did you try something new today? You know, that's kind of one of the cardinal rules is don't try anything new on race day that you haven't tried in your training. But I bet we've all done that before. I know I have. I've done lots of things on race day that I've never done before. I've worn clothes on race day that I've never worn before. You know, and for the most part, you know, knock on wood, I haven't had any disasters as a result of it, or any issues as a result of it. But, you know, when you try something different and it doesn't work, all right, chalk that up as an experience and learn from that, and figure out how to adjust that for the next time so that this bad race wasn't in vain, but you're able to learn from it and move on. The third thing, the third suggestion I have to help get over a bad race is to look at the things that were completely out of your control. Because a lot of times that's the cause, or at least a giant contributing factor to the cause of a bad race, are things that you just can't do anything about. Some examples would be things like the weather. You know, I know that the Syracuse half marathon was a few weeks ago as this podcast is being recorded in early April of 2016, and the weather was atrocious: freezing rain, sleet, snow, cold, wind. It was a miserable day, enough that I believe, if I got my numbers right, like there were a couple of thousand people, and this is only talking about a 6,000 or 7,000 person race, a couple thousand people didn't even show up because the weather was so bad. So those that ran that day, and there's a person I'm working with in the coterie that ran that day, she was in great shape to throw down a PR, and then the weather just crushed her for good reason. It would have crushed me too. And so, you know, at first she's a little bit frustrated, a little bit upset, but then you start to think about it and you get a little bit of time away and you look back on it, and you go, you know what, man, Sure, it could have been possible to still PR that day. It could have been great it could have been possible to run a great race, but there was so much out of your control. You're running into the wind. You got terrible weather, slipping, you know, you slip and fall on the ice, which she did, you know, like all these things, those weren't things that we could have prepared for. You just show up that day and man, it's just not in the cards. You know, same thing with heat. It could be a hot and humid day, and now that's going to impact you. It could be a hillier course than you had anticipated for. could be more crowded, could be more runners than you had anticipated, and the course wasn't able to handle as many runners. So you get stuck behind, you're just kind of stuck in a pack, and it either forces you to go too fast and it burns you up and you get wiped at the end, or it pushes you too slow and your timed goal is just shot because you can't move ahead. I mean, there's so many factors that are out of our control on race day that a bad race doesn't necessarily mean that you did anything wrong. There may have been nothing you could have done to improve. It could have just been the situation. So, you know, separate out what you could have done better to the things that you had absolutely no control over. And once you start to realize that probably the majority of things you didn't have any control over, now it's a little bit easier to not beat yourself up about that race, because you did the best you could with the hand you were dealt. You know, if you're a poker player and you get dealt 2-7 off suit over and over and over again, what are you going to do? You're not going to win. you're going to go out. You're going to get blinded out and anteed out because you don't have cards that you can play. Same thing happens in racing sometimes, where you just, you know, the weather on that day isn't good. And so sometimes you have to readjust your goals. And then the last thing that I want to touch on today, the last tip to help get over a bad race, and that's just to get back up on the horse, you know, sign up for another race. Obviously, with the longer distance stuff, with the marathons, ultra marathons, things like that, if you have a bad race, it can be, it may not be advisable to just sign up for another race a couple weeks later, just because of the wear and tear. You may be putting yourself up for injury. But at the same time, you've got all this training under your belt, and if things didn't go well and maybe you didn't run as hard because of weather situations, you had to take it easier, your body might still be able to handle another race a few weeks later. So, you know, that could be another option to give yourself a B race to still run your big goal. But if that's not an option, you know, run some shorter races, run something else that you can be successful at, but just get back in the race spirit. I know for myself, and I know this isn't necessarily everybody, but, there's just something special about running a race. And sometimes, you know, I don't know that I would ever sign up too many 5Ks just to get that race taste back in my mouth. But, you know, sometimes it's just nice to run hard and have an official time, even if it's a local event, something small that's not, you know, not going to have a fast field, or it's not the type of distance that you'd normally run, but just getting another race, can just pick you up a little bit after a bad race or a race that you didn't perform as well as you'd wanted to do. So, you know, I wish there was some way to guarantee that we would never have bad races, but, you know, if I come up with that solution, I might stop the podcast, because I'll just sell that solution and I'll be rich as can be. But until then, we all are going to have to be faced with dealing with bad races from time to time. And when it's your time, you know, the best things you can do are to give it a little bit of space, learn from it, accept that there were probably factors at play that you could not control, and then, you know, get the taste out of your mouth by running another race. Get back on that horse. If that horse kicks you off, you got to get back up on it and get back to riding. So those are my tips for getting over a bad race. If there's something that you do, if you've had a bad race, you've had some experience with this, I would love to hear what your solution is for, for just navigating after a bad race and getting the mind right and getting back into it. You know, let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. Or better yet, head over to the show notes for this episode, which you can find at DizRuns.com/247, and leave a comment on the show notes for that episode. And while you're there, you know, if you're going to be at the website leaving a comment, head over to, just click on the homepage button and click enter your email address to win, and you get a chance to win a free custom made. I mean, it's 100% created for you. No cookie cutter approaches around here, but it's a training plan to help you be prepared to hopefully not have a bad race. But again, you can follow the best plan in the world and things can just still go wrong on race day. But having a good plan, having good preparation is a good key to avoiding a bad race as well. So enter to win that. I give one away every month. And once you enter once, you're automatically re-entered each month and you always have a chance to win. So DizRuns.com, or again, in the album information on whatever device you listen to this on. So let's wrap this thing up, guys. Thank you so much for listening today. Hope you have a great rest of the day. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon. See ya.